After 49 people were shot to death at a nightclub in Orlando, Florida, Seattle talk show host Tammy Michaels took a long, hard look at her own opinions on guns. Michaels is a longtime gun owner, so were a lot of her Facebook friends. But she posted that she no longer thought high-powered rifles ought to be easily accessible. Average people like me don't need those weapons, she wrote. The backlash to her post was instant and intense. Michaels said her views on assault rifles probably surprised people, especially because she was thinking of buying one of her own before that Orlando attack.
I grew up with guns. I had a dad who was an Army sergeant, retired out of the military, then he went into the private sector. But my whole life, we had guns at our home, and he was a big advocate about gun safety. So as a young child, he taught me to shoot and how to be safe.
Now, over the years, unfortunately, it's not just Orlando, right? There have been years of occasional attacks with these high-powered rifles.
Yes,
so
sadly.
What was different about the Orlando nightclub shooting?
The Orlando nightclub shooting, for me personally, struck a nerve because it felt to me like a hate crime. The LGBTQ community, I have friends in that community, and it just felt like it was such an innocent event. And I'm not saying the other events didn't cause me to have pause, but I just really felt as if these people were trapped and it was a hate crime. And that because of understanding the minimal amount that I do about these assault rifles, I could see clearly that one weapon could be so lethal against so many people.
The day after that shooting, you posted to Facebook and you said what?
It reads, "My family has owned guns for my entire life. I've enjoyed target shooting with my Army son at the gun range. I am now opposed to the easy access of high-powered rifles such as the AR-15 and the AK-47. Average people like me do not need those weapons. I'm not standing in judgment of others, yet this girl is saying that these weapons should not be readily available for mass murder. Yes, I'm pretty conservative. Yet I am done with the catastrophic death that is caused so easily by crazy or misguided people wielding an assault rifle." And then I wrote, hashtag no assault rifles, hashtag Orlando. So, you know, I will say that that was an emotional post. You know, the death count was rising and the tragedy was really being rolled out. I've given this a lot of thoughtful contemplation, and I've made a decision that I don't want one. I don't want one in my home. I don't think I'd go so far as to say that other people shouldn't own them, but it's made me have a more thoughtful approach to it.
Tammy, a lot of us change our minds and don't post it on Facebook. Why did you decide to post that?
It was just so heartbreaking. And I realized that, you know, a single individual with one of these high-powered assault rifles could kill so many individuals. And it just felt to me like when these crimes occur, that these weapons are readily accessible and that people who are lacking, you know, mental faculties or that could be on some sort of watch list can just get their hands on them easily.
What reaction did you get on Facebook?
Everybody was really mad at me. And, you know, I couldn't believe that people were so angry at me about my own personal gun ownership and that it had changed my perspective about me personally owning the weapon.
And partly they were mad not just that you changed your mind, but that you were trying to sway other people.
I want people to think about it. And I think that what I have said to your staff and the reason why I agreed, you know, to come in and have this interview is because it feels to me like there's no one like me in the middle. The middle is lonely. You know, I feel like, you know, you stand on one side or the other and people just yell at each other. And we need to have a thoughtful conversation about these weapons. And I don't even know where that conversation leads, But we need to have it as gun owners, and we need to have it with people that are concerned.
May I cite a few comments?
Sure.
From your site? One person said, you can mow down people with a car. Maybe we should ban cars, especially high-capacity cars, LOL. Part of another comment, do you understand that I believe in standing and facing my attacker and that I have the right to have a gun on my side to shoot that blank blank down to save myself and others? And finally, a third, why focus on the tools of murder and not the murderer? The problem is the killer, not what he used to kill. So that's a little sample of what came back to you. And what's your response?
Well, first of all, these weapons are different. They're just different. And so, you know, at different times as a child, I owned little lizards, you know, harmless little lizards. I didn't own an alligator. You know, if you own an alligator, it's a different type of reptile. You would have to take different precautions.
You don't even want to ban high-powered rifles, do you? You're just talking about regulating them. What are you calling for?
Well, I want a conversation, a calm, thoughtful, intelligent conversation. For example, I think we should consider those who have mental health background issues, if they've ever been suicidal. You know, perhaps these are individuals we should look at that this type of weapon perhaps should not land in their hands. You know, someone who is on a watch list or a terror list, those types of people should perhaps be regulated. I'm not saying everyone, but I'm saying, you know, all of my friends who own these, they would pass those tests and they'd pass the background tests. So I'm not talking about taking away these rifles from people who would pass every background test, psychological test, and ability. But right now, I just feel like they are different. They're like my little lizard and the alligator.
Tammy, since you changed your mind on regulating high-powered rifles, do you find yourself thinking differently about anything else? Sometimes I find we have an identity, Republican, Democrat, you know, pro, anti-gun, whatever, and then that's who we are, and we kind of line our opinions up to fit our identity. And I'm always interested when somebody steps outside of such a partisan issue and you moved on an issue. It's rare for people to move on it. It's uncomfortable to move on an issue.
It's rare for someone to move on an issue, and it's also more rare for somebody to say it out loud and
yes,
be willing to take it on the chin a little bit.
What did you learn from that?
I'm willing to take it on the chin a little bit. And I'm okay with that, because what I really want is I want responsible gun owners to take a look at this, but I want them to be heard. You know, you can't have people that are yelling at each other so loud that no one's heard. It's like we need to have a conversation in an intelligent, calm way that addresses Sandy Hook. It addresses San Bernardino. It addresses what happened in Orlando. Can we prevent all of these things? Of course we can't. But unless we're willing to have a conversation about what we can do, then we're not going to do anything.
Tammy Michaels is a local talk show host and a gun owner. And to people who think their ideas, her ideas about regulating assault rifles don't go far enough, she told me she knows too many responsible gun owners to want to ban guns altogether. She just wants to start the conversation between gun owners like her and people who are concerned about the effect of guns. Now, Tammy Michaels' story got some people talking on KUOW's Facebook page as well. And our social media producer, Bon Humerman, is here. Bon, what are listeners saying?
Well, first off, I think Tammy will be glad to see that the conversation was pretty civil. It wasn't just gun owners and gun control advocates screaming at each other in all caps. So that's nice.
Very good. Good work, KOW Facebook friends.
Indeed. So Ken starts off with, I own an AR-15, and unless someone is going to buy them back or get them out of the market, mine will stay in the safe. I think the best gun control measures would be to limit magazine capacity and require people to have a safe. BD isn't buying that. He says, I see every round in a magazine as an opportunity to defend myself and my family. Then Gregory brings this other sort of pragmatic argument against AR-15s. He says the best use is more or less as a money pit. You can't really hunt with it, and there are many better options, in my opinion, for self-defense. And then finally, Bob points out that the real questions we should be asking are, will restrictions on assault weapons decrease mass murderers, and what are the unintended negative consequences?
I think that's the kind of conversation Tammy Michaels wanted to start herself and wanted to hear. So thank you for that. And email your thoughts to record@kuow.org.